WAKY, what it takes to be number one. WAKY, not just a radio station. That's false. WAKY is just a radio station. But we do it right. Take, for instance, 76 million bottles and cans in a recent drive recology. Then around Halloween, Wacky had a haunted house. Proceeds to charity, $50,000. And then last August, 10,000 of Wacky's friends marched across Louisville, raising $110,000 to help fight birth defects for the March of Dimes. Wacky collected 20 million letters sent to North Vietnam requesting humane treatment of prisoners of war. Lynn, with distinctive personalities on the air, the finesse and sometimes ingenious methods of promotion seem to give Wacky a sort of lovable personality all its own. Ask anybody in Louisville. To illustrate my point, there's a large tree trunk here in Cherokee Park that bears an unsolicited testimonial carved inside a heart. The inscription, "Wacky loves me, and I love Wacky," may sound a little hokey, but if you lived in Louisville, you'd understand. WAKY is a radio station nationally recognized as a pioneer in the scientific approach of selecting music, the method newly named psychographics. We've been doing it for a long time.
Well, apparently the word psychographic is new and coming into being, although our methodology really hasn't changed so much in the past several years. I think the most important thing about WAKY's music is that it's what the majority wants to hear rather than what we as a radio station think they should hear. We go through a very complex research system weekly to determine what pleases most of the people all of the time.
That's John Randolph, program director of WAKY. John most definitely knows what it takes to be number one.
Well, I'll tell you, I've laid awake at night many times worrying about all the job offers that our jocks get, some of them in the top five markets, and someone's always trying to hire one of our guys.
I have resolved that in the year 1973, I'm going to lose some 15 pounds.
Bill
it's now
Bailey.
7:55.
Well, Bill's style and voice is like nothing else anywhere, I suppose. Here's one of the top five morning men of the country with demographics to match. Bill has been the king morning man here in Louisville for over 7 years now. And I guess that one of the biggest Bailey attributes outside of the off-the-cuff humor that he has is his total believability.
We'll take office today. Details of these and other stories at 20 past the hour on WAKY 2020 News.
Oh, friend of mine, for the remainder of this morning, the Duke of Louisville is going to be difficult to handle. I'm feeling well this morning, Reed. I've been suffering for nigh on to 2 weeks with a bad back, but I'm feeling mighty, mighty pert this morning. How's about yourself, Reed?
I have no real complaints today.
No real complaints this morning. Now, when I called you earlier this morning to say good morning to you while I was still at home there, I asked you, are you feeling despondent this morning, Reed? What was your reply, sir?
I said, well, a little, but I was despondent because it's a new year and you were running late today.
Hey, watch it, Reed. You had to tell everything you know. I overslept this morning. Instead of being angry at me, you ought to be happy I'm able to sleep again.
Some men climb a mountain, baby, I must go.
Young lady employed in a bank I do business with says to me last week, baby, the rain must fall. And I says to her, if we played a number for you, would you let me pilfer a buck or two? I played it for her anyway. The answer was no. 7:45, just can't get any cooperation out of these banker people. It's 7:45, 15 minutes before 8 at WAKY. I'm Bill
Bailey.
This
is Bob Clemens. We're in St. Matthews.
36 degrees, going to about 45 today. And we do have a little light rain falling in some parts of Kentuckiana. And this rain will probably continue falling until sometime late this afternoon or tomorrow.
Carry the big fresh flavor.
The Duke of Louisville, the Alpha and the Omega of broadcasting. Number one yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's having a wonderful time this morning. A wonderful, wonderful time. You say you're enjoying yourself. Having a real good time this morning. What I need is another crock of coffee. My cup is... No, it's not either. I start to say it's empty. I still got some coffee in there. Well, drink up, Bill. Drink up and be happy. Days of wine and roses are with us again. 13 minutes before 8 at...
Why do I enjoy working at Wacky Radio? You want to know why? I'll tell you why. I don't mind telling you why. I don't know.
Okay, I don't mind telling you why. What was the question again? Oh, why do I enjoy working at Wacky Radio? Well, first of all, I enjoy the atmosphere here. I don't have co-workers. I have friends that I work with. Johnny Randolph, my program director, Mr. Donald Myers, the general manager, all the other people here, on the air and off. We're a close-knit family. We enjoy the company of each other, and we enjoy the professional attitudes that each of us has. I think Wacky Radio is one of the most personalized, professional broadcast outlets in the country. And naturally, because I am afforded the opportunity to be myself instead of the product of some puppet maker's imagination, naturally, I've got to enjoy this freedom. And besides,
I like to eat.
1026 WAKY, giving away hundreds and hundreds of dollars with a Super 79 cash dash.
Dude Walker. Now here's a solid, dependable pro with what I consider to be one of the best midday approaches going. Dude has a feature we call Wacky's Question of the Day. Now, I hear people on the street talking about Dude and the question, and every time I hear someone on the street talking like that, I know that we have a real winner.
Wacky Oldie, Sam and Dave, I'm a soul man. The question this morning at 589 WAKY, if you had it to do all over again, would you get married or just live together?
Well, we'd get married again. Thank you.
Thank you.
I am married and I've got two children, but if I had it to do all over again, yes, I would live and do my thing. Thank you.
Thank you.
If I had my way to do it all over again, I would neither live with men or marry him. Because if you're married, they try to run your life. And if you live together long enough, they still try to run your life. Thank you.
Kind of hard to find a substitute, you know. 1109 from Super 79 at Dude Walker.
Town.
WAKY with Lobo. Don't expect me to be your friend. 1113 from Super 79 at Dude Walker. The question this morning at 589 WAKY. If you had it to do all over again, would you get married or just live together?
The trick is to do both. First you get married, and then you try to live together the rest of your life. Thank you.
Thank you. That's a good answer.
I'd live together because, like, all married kids have a legal license to have sex, and you can have sex without that license, and it's just really, you know, something stupid to get married when you can do everything without being married, so I just live together as well.
I'm Dude Walker. Well, it's kind of hard to put into words why I like Wacky, because there's so many reasons why I like Wacky. Mainly because I don't think there's any station in the country this size where you can work with people that are as talented as the people are here. Plus, every single person on the air here has their own personality and their own thoughts, but at the same time, everyone gets along well here.
Wacky Oldie,
that's right. One of the few stations I've ever seen where everybody cooperates with everybody and gets along well. And I'm going on my fifth year here, so that's got to say something.
WAKY, bringing you music by Edward Baer.
In the other half of the midday slot, I'm one of the few PDs still on the air, but I like it that way because it's a lot easier to keep in touch with things.
There you are, little star.
And neighbors out there in radio land right now, all glued to the tubes. You sure look funny with all those tubes glued to you. It is 1 o'clock. This is Johnny Randolph and Follow the Wacky. WAKY. Could it be that I'm falling in love? Those are the Spinners, and I'm Johnny Randolph. It is 1:04. Wacky weatherman says cloudy, windy, and warmer with a high of 62. Low tonight 45. High tomorrow 65. The rain chances are 5% today. Currently, it is 56 degrees on the River City Mall. Winds out of the west at 5 miles an hour, diminishing slowly. And aren't we all?
You know I'd go to sleep and leave the lights on.
WAKY, bringing you music by Edward Baer there. He probably starred in The House of Pooh Corner, too. That's the last song. This is Johnny Randolph, and it's 1:08 now. It's Fellow and Wacky. Tomorrow, Dude Walker asks the question, if you had to do it all over again, would you get married or just live together? He sure is nosy.
Believe it or not, many years ago, King Henry VIII cut off his maid's head. Yes, you know that, but thereby, he created the first topless waitress.
Gary Burbank. Gary Burbank has been elected National Disc Jockey of the Year for an unprecedented two times. Gary is without a doubt the most sought-after DJ in the country today. His voice is on commercials all over the place. In fact, this guy is so unique on the air that I've seen visiting disc jockeys from other stations literally drop their jaw in amazement at watching Gary perform on the air. Honest to God, Burbank amazes me every day with some of the stuff that he pulls off.
Gary Glitter! W-A-K-Y! 519 and Wacky. Hi, this is Gary Burbank asking you to support the rehabilitation of the criminally insane, or I'll kill you.
Remember. Question is, what stretches farthest, skin or rubber?
Oh, rubber.
No skin.
Skin?
Yeah, Moses tied his ass to a tree and walked 40 miles.
How did you do that? It's 1:15 a.m., and little Johnny Powers can't sleep.
Mommy, Mommy, I can't breathe.
Good, it's working.
Who draws the crap?
Hey, listen, do you realize when you use Listerine, you kill thousands of germs on contact? Well, I don't know about you, but I don't want anything dying in my mouth.
Gary Burbank, patriot.
I saw the American flag waving at full mast the other day, and I knew that someone, somewhere, was alive. I knew that, yes, I did. When the musical answer is philanthropist. The musical question is, what does a philanthropist do behind a tree? Wow. 5:15 at Wacky, and it's time now for Billy Joe Right On.
Time for news from the teeny bop world of idols. What with the young groups like the Osmonds and the Partridge Family, look out for an even younger and groovier glitzy favorite bunch of people, Benji and the Fetuses, with their new hit, Crying on the Inside, scheduled to come out when they do.
Well, just to be perfectly frank, boys, I'll tell you the damn truth. I love this here radio station. Hell, they nice to me. I mean, they gave me, Don Myers up here gave me a refrigerator and a stove and some hamburger meat and taught me how to cook it. And they just good boys. We all good boys around here. We've all had big opportunities for the big time, you know. And hell, a big time don't pay as much as a little time, so I'm staying. But honestly, I've never worked at a radio station that had as much confidence in me. And I think that's why I deliver here.
Welcome and good evening to the Jason O'Brien Halloween program.
Jason O'Brien. Well, Jay is a very exciting to listen to disc jockey that the teens worship around here. Jay is totally aware of what's going on in every high school in Louisville. For example, Jay has been in every school at least twice in the past year. Jay is one of these perfectionist type people and is a real production fanatic. Jay lives radio at least 23 hours a day.
K-Y at 641 with Jason O'Brien at 589 W-A-K-Y. That's your full-time headline request number. Was open just a couple of moments ago to Joe French. In case you don't know, Joe French happens to be a student over at U of L. Called in tonight and says, Jay, I want you to say something about me on the radio. I said, all right, Joe. So I want to tell you all you girls right now that Joe French, oh, what a wonderful guy. He's studying chemistry right now. That's his major. That has to do with, like, compounds and ions and isotopes and elements and atoms and electrons and how they share. Joe said he's looking for some chick to share his electrons with.
Happy and I'm smiling.
Hey, man, playing a nifty top 50 at Duper's 79. Oh, sitting over here by the Seabird Hype 100, rocking and bopping and doing the crocodile rock. That is old Elton John. It's 7:05 at WAKY with Jason O'Brien. 59 degrees, 589 WAKY. Is their full-time hitline request number. Got a song you want to hear? Stick it to me. Talking about you. Keith Hampshire. Name of the song is Daytime. Nighttime. Man, any way you look at it, nighttime is definitely the right time.
Daytime.
She looks good and she feels good.
I really don't think that there is any one particular reason I could say that I like being a disc jockey at Wacky. I think there really are too many different things. Like congeniality of the staff. Quite an exceptional staff. Everybody gets along extremely well. And then there's John Randolph. John's got to be the best PD that any staff or any disc jockey's ever worked for. And then the station itself. The station is geared around the disc jockeys internally. I think that's important, but I think more importantly, the station is geared around people and the community on the air. And when a guy comes to work, he really wants to give it all he's got.
W-A-K-Y.
In the River City, this is Lee Masters, and this hour, 52 minutes of wacky music.
9 o'clock every night, it's Lee Masters. And Lee has been with Wacky about 3 months now, and Lee is well on his way to becoming one of the top jocks on the air. Lee has one of those very special gifts, that is a razor-sharp wit and totally spontaneous humor. Lee is totally attuned to the teens and the young adults in Kentuckiana, and is quite an asset to our staff.
W-A-K-Y Raspberries, and I want to be with you. This is Lee Masters. It's 9:34 at the Tambo Shatter Lounge at the J-Town Shopping Center presents the Waxton, Louisville's new Quantasonic Discotheque. Let's have the official Waxton jingle here. The Waxton, the Waxton, the Waxton, the Waxton. That's right, friends. At the Waxton, you'll hear the latest in progressive rock. Played on the finest quadrasonic systems. At the bar, Harry the Dog serves all your favorite beverages, including the world-famous Dirty Dog. And there's never a cover or a minimum of the Waxton. No, friends, sure isn't. In the Tam O'Shanter Lounge, J-Town Shopping Centers. And ladies, enjoy 25-cent drinks every Tuesday night.
If you hear a different...
63.
W-A-K-Y. KY 944. Lee Masters here saying, if you don't listen to my show every night without fail, the entire show, something terrible will happen to your body. Here's John Denver, Rocky Mountain High.
He was born.
WAKY 949. This is Lee Masters. Yay! 35 minutes of nonstop wacky jams here. Got JJ Jackson. Baby, it's all right. W-A-K-Y, Three Dog Nights, Pieces of April. She was such a nice chick. 9:55 with Lee Masters on the Name and Claim It Weekend 589. W-A-K-Y, Name It and Claim It. It's Kenny Logan's Jim Messina. What does your mama do if she don't dance?
Prior to my employment here at W-A-K-Y, I worked up in Indianapolis, and it was a very bad situation there in that I was only supposed to mention my name and the time and the name of the record. And I've always considered myself a personality and felt very restricted and very stifled there. I knew that Wacky had always encouraged personality and always was a personality radio station where creativity was encouraged. And I knew that if I was to grow as a personality, I'd have to go to work for a station that had this type of attitude. And I feel that just in the past couple of months, working with the pros that are at this radio station, I've really grown in the area of personality.
On the radio.
Of course, on the radio. That's my line of work, fellow.
Kevin McCarthy holds down the all-night slot, which is a time period that we don't handle lightly around here. Kevin has one of those great big voices and an approach that is naturally warm and friendly. In fact, most people have to be in radio many years to be able to communicate like Kevin does. He's been in our business a little under a year and a half.
W-A-K-Y, this is Kevin McCarthy. Hi. Louisville weather cloudy, windy, and continued mild. Through today with showers likely this morning and today. High today 69, low tonight. Low this morning 49 degrees. Right now it's 56 degrees in the River City Mall. Wacky oldie music, every mother's son. 236 WAKY. Kevin McCarthy, nonstop rock and roll music on Super 79. Tell us in which cities we have the cash stash and win. Clues start Tuesday. Raspberries. I want to be with you, baby.
Oh, baby, I want to be with you so bad.
I might even shut the radio station down. I could do a thing like that. I could not. John Randolph, my boss, would tell me to get back down to Alabama.
Well, at WAKY, I thoroughly enjoy the music I work with and the people I work with. It's a professional radio station without what I thought when I came here, the pressure that would be there, you know, like someone standing over your shoulder saying, now you do this exactly like this. Don't stray from it a bit. Exactly like this. It gives you a chance to be yourself, develop a style, become a personality, to communicate with people. And that's what I think personality is, communication.
Well, now you know. You don't have to be in New York or Los Angeles to be the best radio station in America or the world. You have to be in Louisville, Kentucky, on the River City Mall in a building behind a sign which reads W-A-K-Y.